In early March, a few members of the Wheeler family visited a relative at the Showboat Retirement Center in Lander. Days later, it was announced there was a COVID-19 outbreak there. Before long, 14 members of the extended Wheeler family had tested positive for COVID-19, and 5 were hospitalized. On April 20th, the family lost 3 loved ones to the illness. Larry and Gloria Wheeler, who had been married for more than 50 years, passed away hours before their 55-year-old daughter, Dawn Wheeler, also died. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr asked a dozen relatives to share their memories of Larry, Gloria, and Dawn, and how COVID-19 has taken a toll on the family.
For the past 2 months, kind of been like a big blur since my Aunt Gloria got sick, because she was the first one to get sick out of us all. A week before they got sick, my mom was with Larry and Gloria, so everybody in my household got it.
And I remember texting my mom and asking her how she was doing after I found that out. And she said, I'm pretty sick. It hurts to move, she said to me.
And then when the lockdown happened, my grandparents were already in the hospital. So was my cousin, so was my auntie.
When I first got there, they had to take me through the ICU. And I looked to my left like this, and all I could do was peek. But they wheeled me past all 4 of them, and they were all intubated. Nobody could come in and see them.
I was in there for 26 days, and I was intubated for 10. I guess some people don't remember, but I remember a lot, and it was basically just a really long nightmare, and I couldn't wake up.
And then when it kept going on, and finally I started realizing that we were losing Larry and Gloria. I didn't think we were losing Dawn. I thought Dawn was going to come out of it. It was hard. I got on my knees a lot of times. This is just the ugliest thing a family can go through. And it was really hell, because we couldn't even go to each other's house. I'm Larry Wheeler's younger sister. You know, because of him being my brother, I always seen him as fighting things off. You know, that's the kind of person he was, what he did. And then he told me that when I talked to him the day before he went to the hospital, I called him and I asked him how he was doing, and he said, I told Gloria I can't just lay around and be sick. He said, I need to do something. He says, so I jumped on my truck and went to the mountains.
My dad's always hunted, fished, everything, and they always took us everywhere with them. You know, so we went all over the place with them, the mountains.
Taught me a lot about the outdoors, fishing, hunting sheds.
I remember when I was young, he would always take me fishing.
He taught me everything about fishing, how to put your hook on, how far to cast, when to start fishing in a lake, fishing in a river.
And Gloria was our cook. Knew how to cook game meat.
Like deer, and she knew how to cook it real good. She knew how to cook the fish real good.
When we'd come home with our fish, Grandma would already be ready. She would already have everything to fry those fish up. She would already have her sides ready.
I think they were married 53 years. Was it 52 or 53? He would always go out as a teenager, go out, and they were always together going down to the river. He was always fishing then too, and she would be there with him. That's kind of like how they met. You know, I hardly remember, but I remember her being pregnant, and I remember Larry announcing that to us. And he came in and he said, hey, Gloria's going to have a baby. My brother, we were just little kids, me and my other brother. We were kind of young and naive, I guess. And my brother said, is it yours? Because we were young, you know. You mean you're going to have a baby too? It's you and her. And he just looked at my brother and he said, yeah, it's mine. But that's when they had their baby together, and he was real proud of it. Dawn, she came into the world. I remember her. She was just a big, cute baby.
I guess kind of the way we were raised, we didn't cuss around them, we didn't smoke around, we didn't do anything. And my mom was real strict.
You know, they still parented us all the way up until they were gone. They still got after us. I'm glad they did, because they had us to where we knew what respect was, and we respected them.
I've got to know my mother really well after my marriage. She was always there for me when I needed advice on a lot of stuff that was going on in my life. And down through the years, she became my best friend. And same with Larry, my stepdad. When I went for a visit, he came to me. He said, "Charla, whenever you need a place to stay, this home is always open for you. You don't have to worry about anything." And I've always held that close to my heart because I knew Larry cared for me.
When we were younger, me and my cousins, we got together in a choir, and my mom was like telling us what we can do and what we can't do, how to walk in our heels and everything. Dawn, you know, she's kind of soft-spoken. Her voice is softer. So they would get her to sing all the high songs. But they were really pretty. I wished we could have recorded them, or, you know, but they were real pretty songs, and she, you know, she had a real pretty voice.
Oh, Auntie Dawn. Auntie Dawn was the sweetest, kind soul, just like her mama.
Nancy was a pretty good artist. Every time I'd see her, she would always give me some sort of painting.
She would paint something and she would just give it away. She'd be like, "Oh, I made this for you."
She would always be reading her Bible, or she would say something out of the Bible, you know, coming from the Bible, which she would share that with me.
Dawn is my cousin, but she's more like my sister. Growing up, she always took care of her, like us younger girls and our brothers.
My sister Dawn, she loved babies. She would just get them from your arms and just carry them around, you know, and she just baby them.
My Auntie Dawn, she was very, very close with one of my daughters. She always went out of her way to get them gifts and snacks and everything all the time. She was probably their favorite grandma.
After she had Ashley, like, all of her time was with her daughter, and they were, like, best friends.
Dawn is my mom. She was quiet, but she had a lot of love in her. She was really caring. She was really gentle. She was my favorite person. I really miss her. Larry and Gloria were my grandparents, and they were basically like my other parents. They cared about everyone. They adored everyone, you know, the whole family. And everybody looked up to them. Everybody really loved them. And I think everybody just feels lost.
Grandma and Grandpa's house was our safe haven.
We would always meet there, and food will be cooking, where we would all be around the table visiting and laughing, and there was always laughter in that house.
My grandma, she was always kind of the matriarch, the go-to person, whether it be for prayer or, you know, advice, or just a shoulder to lean on and to talk to.
Grandma, like, knew how to turn everything right, just a phone call.
They did everything they could for their grandkids and their great-grandkids. They did everything for everybody in this family.
They were the elders in our family. And it's like, what are we going to do now? The Creator let them go together. And they even waited for Dawn. And they took Dawn, you know, before the day was over, they took her with So it was all in, you know, God was in control all that time. And to me, the way I can look at it, to get some comfort, is Larry and Gloria and Don sacrificed for everybody to look and to start changing their ways and to see how serious this virus is. And, you know, they didn't go in vain.
Those were the voices of the extended Wheeler family, remembering Larry, Gloria, and Dawn Wheeler. This piece was produced by Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr.